repetition of some word or concept in the story of the Hobbit.
Story of the Hobbit.
The one word you had highlighted.
We're supposed to misunderstood from Hobbit's idea to explain all of that. We're supposed to make him study. Are you going to listen?
Well, you asked us to summarize each paragraph and find a line in the paragraph that was standing out, that had the essence of the paragraph.
How successful were you?
Well, you know, I did that, but not, you know.
Okay, altogether, the things you selected didn't make a general sense, a part of the story.
You know, not as well as I thought it would, but it did make a sort of a story.
Okay, tell us this story.
Well, you know, what stood out for me is that it seemed like this story was, it brought in elements of all the other stories.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me, each little piece seemed to remind me of a previous character.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the character was different, it was still the same story from a different point of view.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's like that?
I think he keeps telling us the same story in different ways so that it'll sink in, so that we'll understand that it's a common theme.
Whenever you have a new idea, you go around and you talk to the people. What happened? Each of them will become sort of your critic in a way. In a personal way, they don't act exactly the same. They don't bring up exactly the same shortcoming of the idea you have, right? Because first of all, they don't understand it equally. Each of them will mix the idea you are explaining and will mix it with all the things in the memory and the knowledge, and will look at it differently, right? So if you want to prove something, you have to be able to look differently and check it out if it is working, no matter how you look at it. Because that's one of the very important signs of the truth. The truth, no matter how you look at it, it's the same. So you find the truth, they will give you the truth and they will explain it from different angles. So you get it all together. The story was mainly about what? If you want to go to the titles only, you will see the story of some magical thing coming from another dimension. It's like a rain, but in another sky.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. The second one was that, okay, this rain is everywhere, or is somewhere special? We did not know it's somewhere special. It's everywhere, but you should be somewhere special to see it. Remember? The second paragraph talked about, if you have your head under the cover of the prophecy, you will see the rain. If not, you won't. Then what? Then explain from my teacher, I will tell you there are different skies. Then, let's talk about the rain. What is this rain we do? He said, oh, this rain will do both. This rain will make the crop grow. This rain will bring the flood. Will ruin. Will build up again. Because that's the reign of changes. And you should look at the good ones. Seek the good ones. Then he went back to his heart place. And in the state of dream, we realized that this kind of approach works. Because the approach is yes. Has been repeated How is the approach? You should know, because you are, apparently you are walking the path, right? So you should know how to approach. How do we deal with this? This path, we are walking towards the beloved, but we don't think that we will make it. We just walk it, because beloved loves that. We will arrive, inshallah, when? When beloved wants. In another story, you will remember somebody will go and will knock at the door. And say, who is that? So me. Get out of here. Next time. Very likely we knock. Because we knock not with the attitude of demanding anything, but because we walked so long, so we deserve it, we just knock at the door to say, I'm here. And I'm patiently waiting, and I love it. Then if the other decides, we'll open the door. Did you see the approach? So you should do the best you could with no expectation. Because first of all, you're doing it for whom? At the end of the day, you're doing it for yourself. You want to feel good. Because it feels better to be closer to beloved. You see how it works? As simple as that. So, you are working hard. If you're not working hard, you're not in love. When you're in love, you work hard, but you expect nothing. Deep down, everybody knows that your chances are better. Because you are working and they will open the door. This is how this story happened, right? The guy will try everything, no success, will go to the graveyard. Means, you tell me what that means.
Yeah, it's like the bird in the cage.
The parrot, exactly, yeah. Because this is what it is. You know this famous saying that if you give someone a fish, you have given that fellow meal of the day. If you teach him to catch the fish, you did him really a favor. We are trying here to develop that sense. You have to have that. You have to have a special feeling for this matter. Why is it so? Anyone? Because at the end of the day, again, it's a personal matter. It's very private. It's my heart. Yes, I forget that me, I come out, I join. But it's personal. So personally, I have to feel it, right? That's why I insist that each of you learn to let this text talk to you, connect to you. Yes, it happened that the fellow will go to the graveyard. Means the other side is noticed over there. He will pray. He will turn around. Then sleep, remember. The first story.
He wakes and then...
Exactly, the king should go and... Not in his dream, this time in Omar's dream someone will come. Because dream is dream. There is no wall over there. That was the advantage of the dream, remember? And do you remember when we were explaining these universes, we said the first one, which is existence, is the most limited one. It's the smallest one. And it's not